Welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to Ace of Spades, PDX, and the audio anthology educational series, What You're Not Listening To. Yes. And, yes, where we let the artists and the music, well, do the talking, for the most part. There's going to be me rambling about this, because this week, we were looking at a topic we looked at briefly last week. 1994, the year alternative became mainstream, part one, which was a various artist show. This week, we're only focused on one artist, and this is a very special recording. This is the Smashing Pumpkins, live from 1994, a soundboard recording made by their engineers at the Pink Pop Festival in the Netherlands. Yes, 25 years ago. Amazing, amazing stuff. On the 27th of July, 1993, Chicago-area rock and roll band The Smashing Pumpkins released their second LP, Siamese Dream. It would start a year's worth of singles, videos, and incessant touring that would make The Smashing Pumpkins the biggest act in the soon-to-be marketing cliché alternative rock genre, something they would transcend regardless by the end of 1995 to briefly become the biggest rock and roll band in the world. Founded by principal songwriter, guitarist, and vocalist for the band, Billy Corgan, the group also included a female bass player, Darcy Retzky, guitarist James Iha, who was of Japanese descent, and former jazz drummer Jimmy Chamberlain from Joliet, Illinois. The band released a well-received album on pseudo-indie Caroline Records, Gish, in 91. Already facing heat and negative attitudes from the indie rock community as being careerists, the band nonetheless forged ahead with their truly unique sound. This sound, a mix of late 1970s new wave, dreamy 1980s shoegaze pop, noisy post-punk, and loud heavy metal, was unlike anything anyone else was doing at the time. The album, recorded in Georgia to keep drummer Jimmy Chamberlain away from his drug dealers, hit number 10 on the Billboard Top 200 LPs chart in its first week. The band undertook a world tour that saw them playing to even bigger crowds, including headlining the Lollapalooza tour in 1994 in the United States, which included a sound system that would have rivaled that of Aerosmith, replete with a light show that was more than a nod to Blue Oyster Cult's arena rock appearances two decades earlier. They also developed a knack for using volume in their live shows, much like The Who did, with force and power as an integral part of their sound. This alienated other acts in the scene, who were more comfortable with less showy equipment and much smaller crowds. The Smashing Pumpkins were definitely children of their influences, but then did something rare. They merged it all together to create a new type of classic rock sound that still sets them apart from their contemporaries. However, things were already tense between the band members for some time, and it would eventually come to a head by the end of the decade, causing their demise. They have since reformed with three-quarters of their classic lineup, released a new album material last November, and are touring this summer. And these are the tracks that we're going to be presenting for the very first time in this series in a continuous sequence. And once again, this is live from the Pink Pop Festival in the Netherlands. It's a soundboard recording from 23 May 1994 and quite high quality. And mining, letting everyone know right now, the title of the last song, contains the F word, even though it is not mentioned anywhere else in the show. Go figure. So these are the tracks. Cherub Rock, Rocket, Today, Disarm, I Am One, Drown, Hummer, Geek USA, and Soberfuck. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome, drop us a line on the podcast page or on the blog page. We'd love to hear from you. And love, of course, to you all. Once again, play it loud. This is the Smashing Pumpkins and their classic lineup.
I have to be so far away? Thank you very much. I'm very happy it's no longer raining. If that means anything to anybody. We're sorry Pearl Jam couldn't be here this year, but they got us instead, so I hope you like it. But if the show goes real well, we'll do a live, okay? We'll be right back. cut you like you want me to. Cut that little child inside of me, inside your part of you. I used to be a little boy, so old in my shoes. And what I choose is my choice. What's the boy supposed to do? Killer in me is a killer. And I do. Stab you when I smile. Leave you like they left me here. To wither and deny the bitterness of one who's left alone. Ooh. I used to be a little boy. that's nothing. What you want is what you'll get, and that's nothing. And there's nothing that can be taken from me that has not already been taken. And if you're at the falafel stand, you're a dick.
Give me
nothing!
Give me nothing.
Death Trip 94, here we go. Fresh. Not so new. For 27 years I have lived with pain in my heart. 27 years I have lived with a jealous heart. But no more. No more! What have you got? You haven't been paying attention. It's alright. As they say, you're relatively beautiful.
Give me nothing.
What's it all about? Nothing! Thanks a lot. We're from Amsterdam. We took the train in to play the show. All right, shut the fuck up. Just kidding. Go ahead, sing whatever you want to sing. Lord knows we don't have any better songs than that one.
Shut up!
chase the charm, but I don't want them. So bad with promise. Alone. But when I woke up from my sleep, I was happier.
Leave the way. scientists have assembled to combat this mysterious planet.
Found outside as many news as possible.
Nothing new that I can tell you.
Coming
over.
We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. I'd like to play you Songus Eternalis. The final number of our little European tour here. Hope you like it. If you don't, we're very, very sorry, as usual.
Hey, I see a banner out there for us.
It's just like you too, but it's not. If only I could do the U2 with the flag thing. If only I... into a box underneath my name.
Why?